just being Jacquees is like, a lot of times, a lot of R&B guys, they be trying to look for like the bad boy image or like the little edge or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like with me, I never had to fake that.
Before they get in your business, be in charge of your business. Own it, cause it's your business, business. Handle all of your business, value all of your business. You say you're minding your business, my business.
What's up, what's up, good people? Welcome into an exclusive episode of Montgomery & Co. Listen, I'm here at Soul Asylum Studios to interview Jacquees ahead of his upcoming tour. It kicks off September 29th in New Orleans. And listen, Jacquees is coming off of a sold-out overseas tour with shows in London, Paris, Australia. So I'm hype. Let's give it up. Let's welcome my guy. He just pulled up to the Dream Game, too. Jacquees is in the building. Let's go. As you guys know, I'm interviewing Jacquees, and it made me think about the differences between an athlete and an entertainer. So we have an interview scheduled for 1 o'clock. It's actually 1:06 right now, and that's why I'm talking to you guys. I'm doing my monologue. Mono means alone, by myself. I'm doing my monologue because the interview hasn't started yet. But here's the thing, I knew that. First of all, let me rewind. I'm married to an artist. So when I was trying to be here for this interview that started at 1, I wanted to be here at 12:30. It's the athlete in me, okay? What time did we get here with my artist wife, Serena? 12:52, 12:47. If she says 12:47, I say 12:52. So clearly there's a difference there. But it just made me think about the differences, because you would never say that an artist is not focused just because they came an hour late to the studio. You would almost expect that artist to come late. Like, if Drake gets to the studio at 1 o'clock for a 1 o'clock session, you're gonna be like, you're gonna actually think they're like really on it. You're gonna be like, oh, Drake is focused, baby. It's about to be on for all the dogs. Like, you won't think that it's really something out here. Like, because you wouldn't expect that. But if you reverse those roles, if an athlete, I can't even imagine, like, if an athlete came to practice an hour late, what would even happen? Like, what would be, I don't even, because I've been the captain on a lot of teams, right? What would I even say to them? I would have to, like, really, I'd be like, we're gonna have to have a come to Jesus meeting, because I don't know where to begin. Are you okay? Like, I would have to call somebody, are you okay? Because I've never seen it. So here's the thing, too, I played in the WNBA 11 years. I've literally never had that situation happen. But I've interviewed now a good handful of artists, and I'm trying to think if any of them was actually on time. Now that I think about it, I really don't even know. Who is this? Rochelle? Come here, Rochelle, real quick. Like, she gonna hop up in here, right now, too. Hey, how you doing?
I am fine, how are you?
Let's talk to the camera right quick. This is Rochelle, okay. This is Hal. So can you tell them how we even met then, real quick?
I came to the Dream Game. I had not been to one yet. Wanted to come and support, and realized that Jacquees was there, and went over to Renee and introduce myself.
Boom. Now fast forward, we here. We got a whole interview in the studio. He's preparing for his upcoming tour, Sincerely for You. Mm-hmm. All right, now I talk about athletes and entertainers and how different we are. Mm-hmm. We're both focused, but would you expect if something started at 1, what time do you think an artist would get there?
Probably 1:30, but we're gonna hope that he'll get here by 1:15.
You see what I'm saying? Now you would never think, like I'll say, because it's different, like, artists, I don't really expect them to get here at 1, would you?
Not normally, but since they told me rehearsal was from 1 to 5, I was hoping for the best.
Okay, listen, but this is why. So thank you, Rochelle. This is straight from manager's mouth. That's why I told the difference between athletes, because I said, imagine an athlete getting 30 minutes to practice late. It would be
a problem.
Okay, but I thank you for hopping in here.
You're
real
welcome.
Quick. That is Rochelle, thank you. So that's what I'm trying to say. It's almost understood. So entertainers, we understand. You know, they say sports and entertainment go hand in hand, and they do. You know, like, we see the couples now, Jason Tatum, Ella May, Travis Kelce, the Swiftie, y'all know, you know. Okay, so it's like, it goes hand in hand in some weird way, even though we're kind of opposites. But one thing we do have is that focus, and I can't wait to talk to Jacquees all about it.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
We're here with Jacquees, and I already told them all about the upcoming tour, but what I want to get into is how you prepare for it, because I always talk about athletes and entertainers. Mm-hmm. So you came in here, talk about, you just ran 2 miles. Yeah. How fast was your 2 miles?
20 minutes and 57 seconds.
Okay, so he was scooting. He was getting it.
Yeah.
And then I found out that you was a former football player, so
yeah.
You were both. How do you feel like training for an upcoming tour is the same as like an athlete training for the season?
Well, I feel like it's the same. A little they compare because you got to get your body right. Yeah. You know, you got to stop eating certain stuff. You got to stop doing certain.
So you dieting out here? What you doing?
Yeah, I done stopped eating. Like, I love, like, steak and stuff like that. So I ain't really been, like, going out to eat. Every time I go out to eat, we eat big.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the sides be big. Then everybody order a lot of sides. Then all that. So I done cut back on that. Every day lately, I just been eating, like, grilled chicken, eggs. I ain't been putting no cheese in my eggs. I love cheese in my eggs. I still got to put cheese in my grits, though. But I just been doing that, and I've been eating a lot of fruit, drinking a lot of water, because, you know, the water's the best thing for my vocals, for real. Outside of tea, a lot of people think tea the best thing. Really, water is just, like, the best thing to do.
I'm trying to tell you, but everybody's seen an athlete carrying a jug, right? Like, yeah. It's like, so things that you just associate with athletes, that's why I'm trying to tell people, like, they be wondering why athletes and entertainers, it's, like, synonymous almost.
Yeah.
It's like, but you both now at this point. You was an athlete turned entertainer.
Yeah.
So now you got your third album dropped, Sincerely
yes.
For You.
Yeah.
Future was an executive producer, mm-hmm. like, well, when you hear R&B, you don't necessarily think so Future. So how right. did that come about? Like,
well, it's kind of like I just walked into like a blessing, honestly. I was in Miami playing another album that I was about to get ready to drop. Mm-hmm. And I walked out of the meeting and Future was in another room at the Hit Factory. And he was just asking me what I was doing there and different stuff like that. I was telling him, man, I'm here playing my album for Baby and Slim and the whole label. And he was like, what? He was like, man, I should have executive produced your album. Man, I could have did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why you tell me? So I'm like, what? I'm like, let's do it. Like, I flipped the whole script right there on the spot.
And
I'm
did
like,
you already have stuff already for the album?
Like, yeah, my album was done.
And so you started over?
Yeah, I started over.
What?
I started over.
That's
I thought
crazy.
It was worth it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, everybody don't get this opportunity to just work with Future on this type of level. You know, of course, everybody get their features and do different things,
yeah.
but he's never just been a part of nobody else's project except for Kanye West as an executive producer. So I was like, I gotta take this opportunity.
That's crazy. So should we expect to see him pull up on the tour at a certain point?
Yeah, I expect him to, for sure. He gotta come see me rock one time, at
okay,
least.
I mean, because I already told, we pulling up.
Oh, yeah,
I'm telling you right now, we pulling up.
Oh, yeah.
But you got a lot of things going on, because not only you got your own tour, Diddy just dropped his off-grid album.
Hmm?
I'm gonna tell you right now, the people's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up, all right?
For sure.
I'll pick the phone. I mean, I'm telling you right now. So how does it feel when you just pull up on social media, LeBron in his car, going ham to your joint. Like, what is that?
That's a crazy feeling because, you know, LeBron been my favorite player since, like, 2003. I was, like, fourth grade. You know what I'm saying? LeBron been my favorite since he came in. And for me to get that love from him, because I talk to him in a DM every now and then. Okay. You know what I mean? So, you know, I might drop a record and be like, check this out, check that out, check that out.
Where am I going to get my DM? Okay? All right, now that I know this is the flow, because, you know what I'm saying? Let me vibe check some stuff.
I got you. But, you know, seeing somebody like that you looked up to as a kid and, yeah, you know, see rocking with your music, it's like, that's heavy. You know, it's a crazy feeling. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy because it's a lot. It was so many records on that album.
Exactly.
And just for him to pick that one, it's like, okay, cool.
Because that album goes so crazy. I saw a video of you, Fabulous, and Diddy in the studio. Like, what was those studio vibes like? Was it just magical?
It was crazy. It was like we started in Miami. You know, then we went to Cali.
What?
Then we went to the Bahamas. You know, that's when Fab came and did his verse when we was in the Bahamas. We was all out in the Bahamas. Fab came and laid heads down. And it was just fun. Like, it was, honestly, I've never been in sessions like that. Just the push, you know what I'm saying? Puff was pushing very, very hard. Like, you might think something sounded good because, you know, the regular way that you lay it. And he like, nah. He like, nah, bro.
It was like making the band in there.
Honestly, you feel me? But see, I can take the pressure. You see me on the videos, I'm lighting my blood up. I'm just doing what I do. I'm just, you know, I'm having a good time. But I felt the energy. Like, I got a lot of videos on my phone and stuff, you know, that ain't get posted. But it was like a lot of stuff where it's like, you could see us in there just pushing. Like, you know, Puff would give a story or something like that, you know, back in the day and just try to get you to just get in that mode, you know what I'm saying, of the Love album, for real. You know what I'm saying? We record in red rooms, like, you know, we just trying to create that whole vibe. And then you in a room with all type of legendary people. Like, one night we was in there with Bob Marley's son. You know what I'm saying? You just look around the room, you
come
just
on.
See, you like, damn, he ain't here. Like, you know what I mean? It was crazy, but it was super, super dope. You know, it was definitely one of those experiences. You know what I mean?
Dang, and like, how long were y'all in there? Like, it was like studio, like, y'all was in there all day. You don't even know what time it was.
Oh, yeah, it's like, all-nighters. Like, you might just pull up and it might start off like a vibe, then next thing you know, London in the studio doing something. You know, you gotta go see what he doing, and next thing you know, everybody in there. And next thing you know, we making music, and it's crazy. It started in Atlanta.
You though. I'm telling you, like, I saw just a little clip, but that song, it's like you knew the vibe was there. So I saw you say, like, 106 and Park Days, are we gonna get a video? Because I saw you, did he like the post that you put where it was like, we might as well go ahead and make video for this joint.
Oh, yeah.
Is a video on the way? Like, what can we, we need videos.
I know we getting a video. We've been talking about, like, ideas and different stuff like that, throwing ideas and different things. But I definitely believe a video should come. If it don't, it really wouldn't make sense to me.
Because this is the song that, like, I'm telling you, everybody is going crazy for. And you're not a, like, you're, the songs that you usually be on be the ones that pop, too,
right,
by the way.
This I appreciate
is just
it.
This is just a side note, but what was it like when, you know, we all the way Atlanta, Trey Young hit you up for his wedding. Like, what was that?
That was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. When Trey called me for his wedding, he had let me know a couple months back. So I made sure that I had it blocked off because I wasn't gonna miss that for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not missing my bro wedding. Like, you know what I'm saying? We've been friends for a minute, a long time. Like, since Trey came in the league, you know, he been my dog. So we got to the Bahamas and it was crazy. Like, he had it real, 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 real nice for his wife. It was super,
like, it
super.
It was laid out.
Like, it looked like, oh, there, this Trae Young wedding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it felt like that. Like, yeah, we had Trae wedding. You know what I mean? It was cool. Everything free.
And what'd you see?
You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, it was just
on
crazy.
The house.
Yeah,
baby.
Everything on the house. But yeah. I sung, he gave me some requests. One of his favorite songs by me is Future Baby Mama. So I sung Future Baby Mama. And I sung You. I saw You, so they were slow dancing on You. We had a good time. Quavo came down there and performed too, so it was crazy.
Dang, that's a whole vibe. And it's like, so I hope people realize, like, I'm walking them through legendary, because I already told them that you had sold out shows overseas. This before you got here. We did your little intro.
For sure.
But we talked about Diddy, you doing your own tour, Sincerely For You, get your tickets.
Yes.
But then you're signed to Cash Money Records for the 9-9. And I mean, like, that means something to millennials like me.
You know what I mean? Me too.
So, like, what was that like? I mean, that's a legendary record label.
It is. I mean, I was thinking about that when I was running today because I was on the treadmill and I was running and I seen my tattoo. I'm like, man, I got Cash Money tattoo on my wrist. Like, I was just thinking, like, when I was young, this is all I wanted to be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I had the Cash Money chain when I was like 6 from the beauty supply store. Same one they had on the videos, mine just was fake. You know what I mean? So I just manifested this whole thing. When Stunner came to the A, he just scooped me right up, you know what I'm saying? It was one of those opportunities that felt unreal.
Yeah.
You know, even just seeing them in real life, when I first started seeing them in real life, I just really couldn't believe it. Like,
yeah, I'm the number one. So yeah, it's just like we noticed.
Yeah, like, I'm like, man, I'm Birdman, because I had seen them once before when I was in high school. When I was like 18, I ran across them in a studio with Gucci Mane. You know, it was real brief though, you know what I'm saying? But when I turned like 20, you know, that's when I signed the Cash Money, 2014. Yeah. So dang. I just remember my first time stepping on the bus with him, man. He came from the back, from the back of the bus. I was sitting in the front. He just sat down across from me like this, and he was just staring at me for like 5 minutes. And then he was like, man, we gonna do it, Playboy.
What you mean for 5 minutes?
He just
though?
Was staring at me. Then he
Y'all
looked
just
at
just sitting there like that stare off that Diddy did on the show. Like,
yeah, we just looking at each other.
What?
You feel me? Then he was just like, he looked at his partner. Then he looked at Corey, who I was with. He was like, man, we gonna do it. He like, man, we gonna take over. He really told me everything we was gonna do. You know what I'm saying? He told me everything that was gonna happen. It's like he predicted everything.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Yeah, but I'm thankful.
But you had to go get it. I'm telling you, I'm a Kuwait. Y'all know I switch
played
everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I had to go get it. It wasn't easy.
The coach saw your potential, is what you're saying. It's like, or a pro athlete, they like, all right, you gonna be our pick. We gonna sign you.
But you gotta prove yourself. And that was at a time where it's like, you got the top dogs over there, and they all rappers. And you got to think, I'm R&B, so it's like Stunner attention already is just straight rap. It's, you know how he living, you know what I'm saying? So it's just straight on that. So for me, it's like I had to push through. So that's why I salute Quan and Thug so much, because I don't think I would be the same artist I am without them. You know what I mean? Like, the way we came in, it was just like legendary. It was just different. Like,
but how do you do that though? Because like, all right, I'm 5'6". I had to stand out in the WNBA. You know, everybody's 6'6". So you had to stand out with your R&B. Like, what was you doing out there?
Just being Jacquees is like, a lot of times, a lot of R&B guys, they be trying to look for an edge. You know what I'm saying? Like, they try to look for, like, the bad boy image or, like, the little edge. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, when they be trying to have a little edge or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like with me, I never had to fake that. I feel like it's just, like, I don't even try to be that or nothing. It's just, I feel like who I am and where I'm from, I just feel like it's just that. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like me being around hip-hop camps, I've always came from hip-hop camps. I was always the only R&B dude with hip-hop camp since I was 14. So I feel like it's just in me. Like, it's just something you can't really create. I just feel like, and then I'm hard too, so it's like,
that's what's,
you know,
crazy.
What I'm saying? It's like, I'm hard too. It's like, my music hard, and it's like, I'm not your regular R&B dude. Like, I don't pull up thinking I'm better than nobody or nothing like that. Like, the way I move is kind of like a rapper, even when I'm out.
It's,
you know,
crazy,
what I'm saying?
Because you're an R&B, but your whole vibe.
Yeah, it's like, this just me though. I ain't trying to be that,
it's
though.
Crazy.
It's just who I am. I just, thank God, thank my mama them.
No, but
like
it's
that.
Lit because, okay, and like, so it's been 3 years, right, since you've been on tour, right?
Yeah, 2020.
So it's been 3 years since you've been on tour. I think that we see right now, there's a hunger for tour. We watched Beyonce. Did you get to go to Beyonce's tour?
Yes.
What did you think about that?
Loved it. That was one of the, that was the best concert I've been to.
For real?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I wanted to hear from an artist of like, when you watch her tour from an artist's point of view, like, I loved it. I'm fanning out, of course. But like, what did you see?
See, I'm analyzing. Like, angle, I was looking for the fluff, but I couldn't find it. It's like, she was really flawless. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm watching her mouth too to make sure it matched. Like, to see,
and her mic was on.
Cause she's singing so good. I'm like, damn, this is really real. Cause it's like, she'll be hitting a note, and then, you know, she might say something. You're like, oh damn, she's singing that.
Dang,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't fake that. It's like, she really be killing it. Like, and then it's like, she really looked the same. You know what I'm saying? Like I really just met Beyonce for real at the Roc Nation brunch. That was the first time I seen her in real life.
For real?
But she went in.
What the brunch was like, though? Because it's like,
it was crazy. It was like, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. Like, me, I love to be in rooms like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still,
because you
like,
feel like you belong, though. There's something
I feel
about
like
that.
I belong, and I'm still, like, real. So I really like to be in the presence of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like for, because it's like, you could feel it. As soon as I walk in, I ain't even got to say nothing. It's like, you could just feel the real energy. Like, I like to be there. You know what I'm saying? Because they could feel it, too. But B is just like, oh, yeah, and I was the only one she gave a hug, too.
Okay. But, you know what I'm saying? Okay, talk your talk.
I was the only one she gave a hug.
Talk your talk.
But now, sitting on stage and just sitting in that element, it really felt like, damn, I'm watching Beyonce.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, damn, like, everything you think, like, it's that. Like, it ain't no flaw. It's just flawless, literally. It was literally flawless. She really killed it. And I took a lot of notes from her show as far as production and just everything. Nah, I came back to rehearsals like, man, we gotta do it like Beyonce.
I'd be like, pick it up! people. Let's go.
It was serious. I swear to God, I came back in here serious. Like, the pictures, the way she got everything, it's like, even on her intermission times.
Yes.
It's like, you might not even want to go to the bathroom or the concession stand because the production that they got on the screen is entertaining.
Facts.
And you like, damn, I ain't leaving.
Right.
I ain't.
Even
and we stood up the whole show, and you got to understand, she performed for like 3 hours.
And I didn't, my attention was locked in for 3 hours. I'm telling you, it was in my spirit for a week after the show. That's why I was going to ask you. So, perfect. That's, because I didn't know if y'all experienced things the same way we
do.
Because
of course,
when I watch sports, people might be cheering, oh, and I'll be like, somebody missed the back screen and he didn't even set his screen right. He was late on the pick. Like, I'm watching the game like that. So, but she's still flawless, even for somebody that's an expert. That's crazy. So fast forward now, you going on your tour. Mm-hmm. What should people expect?
Flawless show.
Come on.
Yeah. My show is always flawless. Expect it to be nothing less. You know, I'm coming. The mic going to be on. The moves going to be there. My dance is going to be hitting. My DJ going to be on. The production going to be nice. We done took some B notes, but they ain't all the way. Well, our production, you know, we getting there. We ain't all the way at Beyonce level, but we climbing up there.
Okay.
But when you see my show, you're going to be like, damn, I can't wait for the next one. Like, you just gonna want it to get bigger and bigger.
That's what's up. Yeah. And so with you, we hear a lot of artists now, like, all right, they are talking about they want to tell their own story, not a lot of features, not a lot of this. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself going there to that where it's like, because I do think that even with you, I was thinking when you said that, I'm like, yeah, I could do a whole show with Jacquees. Like, you know what I mean? Where it's like, some people, it's like, I want to see who's going to pull up to their show.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could do a whole show with Jacquees.
I appreciate that. I mean, for sure. I mean, I love doing features too. You know, I love features. I feel like features good because it's like you bring both fan bases together.
Yeah.
Only reason I wouldn't do a feature, you know, if I was just trying to rush things, because, you know, like in the business, sometimes it take a long time to clear stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the longer I've been in this stuff, I'm learning more and more as I go. So I noticed, like, I might not have no feature on this. I don't feel like waiting on them. You know what I'm saying?
Because
sometimes the business might not even be the artist's fault.
They just got to go through so many. Yeah,
sometimes it's like a lot of stuff that got to be handled. And it's like, now I'm learning, like, I might not work with that producer. I might just work with my producer. Because we ain't got to do all that today. We just going to work with him. We going to just work with him.
And so what is it like working with you? When somebody hits you for a feature, is it like, you like, how is it with you?
It depends on who it is, honestly. You know what I'm saying? If it's like somebody I consider my partner, I'm going to get to it right away. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get to it right away. But if it's like somebody I don't know yet, but, you know, they just want a feature, like, it's like, I'm going to try to figure out how we're going to handle the business.
Got you. All right, so I want to just get real quick to the headspace, because it's like, when you get songs, do you already have the melody that they send you, or do you create the melodies? Because it's like I said, there's something crazy that when you get on the track, it kind of start going crazy. So I'm trying to figure out which is the sauce. Where is the sauce at?
I mean, the sauce come from my team, honestly, and me. I got like a group of like a production team that I've been working with since I came in the game. Nash B, my producer, Forte Boy, K Major, DJ Spins, we done added some new guys to the team. It's a couple of us, but that circle right there has been what I've been in the whole time.
So it's
like, that ain't gonna change, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we all got the sauce, you know what I'm saying? But we all do this for me. So it's like, it's been a thing that we've been creating since 2013.
Dang,
you know
10
what
years
I mean?
In the game.
Yeah, 10 years with my team. And it's like, sometimes, you know, you might get records that's already written.
Right.
But it's like, ain't nobody gonna sing it like.
How you gonna make it?
Ain't nobody
short?
Gonna sing it like me. You know what I mean? It's like, and I ain't saying that to be cocky or nothing, but everybody got their own special sauce.
Yeah, and
you
I
know what I'm saying?
Saying something good about you don't mean something bad about other people.
Of course not.
So that's all we always say that here. Like,
and you're an athlete, you know that. You can't step on the court and say she better than you.
Come on now. I gotta think I'm the best, and they gonna come run all over me.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it like? So last question, because I'm a point guard and I lead teams. I've led teams, and now even being, you know, in a different position. You lead a group, you know what I mean? Like, what is that like? Because that's what I mean by they're so such synonymous. You're basically the point guard, the quarterback, whatever y'all sports that you like, that's what you are when you're the artist and you just named off 10 people off the top of your head that's on your team specifically for you. Like, what is that like when you are leading the ship? People's lives depend on you, their lives, like people eating off of you. Like,
it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot when you're the head honcho. It's like, you know, I take pride in that. When I was young, I always wanted to be the leader of everything. I've always been a leader. You know, I always wanted to take care of my family. I always wanted to just stand in the front. You know, I always been like that. I remember when I was young, this dude named Joe Black, he was from my hood. He's always be like, man, I rock with you, shout it. He's always pull up past us in his car. He's always be like, man, I rock with you. He's just call me out in front of everybody. I used to be like, why? He's like, man, because you the smallest, but you always in the front.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, you always in the front, dog. I mean, he gave me my first job and all this type of stuff like that. But you know, just being a leader, I think for me more so, it's like you said, a lot of people do depend on me. So it's like being in the front, I got to make sure I stay on point. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I know if I fail, my whole ship going to sink. Like, we ain't to the point where I can't, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep hustling.
We the same.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I can't fall yet. So it's like, I know everybody depend on me, and I take pride in that. But by everybody depending on me, I depend on them too. So I hold them accountable. You know what I'm saying? Especially when I see my payroll. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you better earn them checks.
It make me be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But I'm thankful for everybody because everybody work hard. Yeah. And my team, we've been together since I started. You know what I'm saying? That. So my DJ been my same DJ since I came in, for real. I had another DJ that I still rock with, DJ Kid Kobe. He come in from time to time, yeah. But me and BG, when it was getting to like the level, you know, we really took it there. You know, coming from the garages, practicing in garages to the biggest stages we ever been on, you know, and my dancers, D-Ray, been my only choreographer since I've been dancing. He the only one I trust.
And you be dancing?
Oh, yeah, we got a, what?
Got a whole, I mean, I just, I'm like.
Oh, I can't wait till you come to the show.
I was gonna say, I gotta go, see, I wanna go.
You gonna look at me completely different.
I mean, because right now I look at you as like, now you the homie, right?
Yeah,
like,
but then I'm gonna be Michael Jackson after that. You know,
like. Mike Jackson, baby. And you need to come, hey, you pulled up to the Dream Game. What was your thoughts real quick before I let you
y'all
go?
Hard. Y'all hard. You know what I'm saying? That was a legendary game regardless, even though we lost.
Facts.
You dig what I'm saying? But it's like, that was just one of them moments. It's
what
like
game did you go to?
I came to the game when Shawty hit the 5th and 1.
Asia Wilson, yeah. The legendary Asia Wilson.
Yeah, shout
game.
Out to Asia Wilson. I had just met her too. You know, I ain't want nobody to think I was trained, but I had to meet her. You know, we had to stay back there and meet her one time, give her a little pitch on the
you
legendary
got
night.
For the gram, got a little
And I put it on my story though, because I'm like, everybody that. From the Dream gonna be watching me.
Yeah, but you put on Ryan on the story too, though.
Of course. So, now that's gang.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the gang though. You know,
that.
We TikToking and all that.
I love that. Hey, yeah. But listen, I'm rocking with you all the way. Oh, yeah. I'm pulling up, like I said, I am probably gonna think you Mike Jack, because right now I ain't seen you, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? But
it's gonna
I'm
be lit.
Excited to see you because I've heard you.
Yeah.
We all are fans.
Thank
but
y'all. I appreciate
you for pulling up with Boko on
it. Oh yeah, for sure. You already know.
Appreciate you.
And you extra cool. You already know that.
Like
for real, for real. Yeah.
So, man, that's why I liked getting to sit down and talk to people, because when I think about Jacquees going on tour, it's the same as us getting ready for our season. You start going to rehearsals more. You start training. You start eating a certain way. You start getting locked in, getting your mindset, because you got to think about this. Like, we all know that Beyonce, the Renaissance World Tour, right? Like, I feel like she was in Atlanta months ago, and she's still right now in Texas doing her thing. She hit up California. Like, she's still going. Imagine how much energy, how in shape she gotta be. It's the same as athletes. We had a 40-game season in the WNBA this year. Think about how you had to withstand that. Asia Wilson even talked about it. She said one of the biggest differences was this year she was in the best shape basically of her life because she had NBA-style training and different things of that nature. Your shape matters, your conditioning matters, your mentals matters, and your focus matters. And that's why I think sports entertainment go hand in hand, because we both keep the main thing the main thing. So y'all keep the main thing the main thing. If he's in your city on the Sincerely For You tour, you gotta check out my guy, Jacquees. Like I said, it's starting out in New Orleans, but he's popping out everywhere. I know I'ma catch him when I can. Holla at us. See y'all next week, where it's a generational thing here at MoCo.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.